This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to all those active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, the janitors, the maintenance, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, too, keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out the all-new website for the program, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, as always, the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
Let's get the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, those two great words that America was founded on. Well, Kyle, I couldn't make this up if I had to. We've got some just absolutely, absolutely great news coming out. The president had just unveiled his America First healthcare plan. This is fantastic. And the big takeaways from this are this is going to be so much better than Obamacare. It's going to reduce insurance premiums again for a whole group of people that need to have their premiums lowered. And it's going to cover all the pre-existing conditions. It's going to do everything that Obamacare was supposed to do and more. And let me just explain. The America First Plan has three goals: more choice, lower costs, and better care. It includes protections for pre-existing conditions, measures to stop surprise medical bills. I love that one. How about you?
Oh, absolutely.
And rules to guarantee price transparency so patients aren't left completely in the dark. There's another good one, right?
Sure, of course.
And the result is that Americans will have more control over their own health care dollars rather than ceding power to the Washington politicians or the powerful corporations that are free to do whatever they want, however they want. And unlike social medicine, socialized medicine, President Trump's plan will also put working families first, because with more choice, patients will be in charge of their care, not bureaucrats at some faraway federal agency. Now, this is important. You will be able to choose the health plan you want. It could be a private plan. It could be Medicare. It could be whatever you want it to be. But you'll also get it at a very reasonable cost, because they're going to bring in the competition, which lowers the prices, doesn't it?
Definitely, of course.
All right, and we know we've got made some great advances with pharmaceuticals. The president made an executive order there to help bring the pharmaceutical costs down, and it's already starting to work, I might add. And with lower costs, patients have been shocked in the past to receive unexpected bills for thousands of dollars of medical service that they never had agreed to, or at least they didn't think they did because they didn't read the fine print in some of their policies. And the president now bans this deeply unfair practice and ends surprise medical billing. The days of ripping off American patriots are over, says the president. Love it.
Yes, absolutely, Captain. And, of course, this goes right smack dab at one of Joe Biden's perceived strengths, and that is his, in fact, he's running campaign commercials about it, about the healthcare system, about how he encountered the healthcare system over the years and so forth, and saying he's going to, you know, keep Obamacare going and this kind of thing.
It's not working.
No, it's not. And so as they go head-to-head now over these next 40 days or so, this is going to really be hammered out. The American people will see it's better to have real choice, real control, rather than the, you know, Mount Olympus medicine or healthcare programs.
Now, there'll be better care because with new ways with Medicare to pay providers, including giving back the people that are on Medicare their money to go on a private insurance plan, which would take care of it. They'd then become part of the insurance company that they wanted to be a part of, but they get their Medicare money back in their Social Security checks, which is something I've been doing for several years, but most people, when you tell them about it, they go, how you doing that? I don't know how you can do that. Well, because you don't freaking read anything. But anyway, Americans will have access to the doctors they trust wherever and whenever they're needed. President Trump is also making sure that politicians don't get in the way of much-needed research and innovation, ensuring Americans access to the best health care in the world. Shortly and sweetly put to the point, President Trump's plan puts American patients first, and the Democrats can't touch this one.
They can't touch it. And also, Captain, it's totally anathema to them. It's not even something that they would want to try to tweak, you know, because they have a one-size-fits-all vision of this
thing. And it doesn't work.
Right, and it doesn't work on top of that.
Exactly. I had a tremendous insurance plan before all this crap started, and it went away because it had to, because under their provisions it had to. A whole bunch of us, millions of people that had insurance that was costing us very little, went away, and then all of a sudden we had other plans that were in there. Well, now you've got to pay another $40 a month or whatever. That's what happened. That's what Obamacare meant to me.
Well, sure, yeah, and nobody saved their $2,400. They couldn't keep the doctor, all these different things that people were sold a bill of goods. That's what the Democrats like to do, sell you a bill of goods.
Yep. But I found out how to beat the system. Yep, I got a great insurance agent, Patrick Hyland. He'll be on in hour number 4. All righty. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Our world has changed, which means our everyday has changed too. We work differently, shop differently, and celebrate differently. But what hasn't changed is the need to keep our community safe by reporting terrorism-related suspicious activity to local authorities. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security's If You See Something, Say Something campaign program manager, Ryan Streeter, shares more.
It's vital we all remain vigilant and are motivated to act. If you see suspicious activity, report it to the nearest local law enforcement agency or person of authority. Describe specifically what and who you observed, as well as when, where, and why you found it suspicious.
September 25th marks the third annual national If You See Something, Say Something Awareness Day.
We want to remind the public that we all play a role in keeping our community safe. Learn the indicators of terrorism-related suspicious activity, and on September 25th, share why you see say using hashtag why I see say.
Learn more at dhs.gov/csayday.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. We thank you very much for tuning in, chiming in, opining in. And Kyle, call me back because for some reason you just disappeared in the rainbow there. But this program of this portion of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is a product that I've been taking for several years, and all I can tell you, all right, people are asking me to go, does that stuff really work? Well, yeah, or I wouldn't be talking about it. And the big thing about it is because of what's in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. It's 100% drug-free. It goes straight to the source of your pain, and it will help you. I take it every night before the show starts around midnight my time to help alleviate the swelling that's in my left leg and ankle, which has to go down, and I've got my foot elevated and all that good stuff, but it's part of the injury I got from the World Trade Center, and I just have to live with it. So instead of taking narcotics, guess what? I'm taking this because there's no drugs in it, and it works. And it's only $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. So all you got to do to find out what I know about is to go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Check out the 3-week quick start, order it, $19.95, and see what it does for you. If it works, fine. If it doesn't, you're out $20 and you just move on. Or you can also give them a call if you want to. At 800-500-8384, but you got to make sure you tell them the Captain sent you, you're going to get charged full retail price. So that's relieffactor.com/captain. All right, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I looked at the board and you was gone. All right, before we get to our caller, I want to play this and remind everybody of how we found out how bad Obamacare was going to be because of the individual, the godfather, Dr. Jonathan Gruber from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology.
This bill was written in a tortured way to make sure CBO did not score the mandate as taxes. If CBO scored the mandate as taxes, the bill dies. Okay, so it's written to do that. In terms of risk-rated subsidies, if you had a law which said healthy people are going to pay in He made explicit the healthy people pay and the sick people get money. It would not have passed. Okay? Just like the people, transparent, lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. And basically, you know, call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever. But basically, that was really, really critical to getting the thing to pass. And, you know, it's the second best argument. Look, I wish Mark was right. We can make it all transparent. But I'd rather have this law than not. So it's kind of like his reporter story. You know, yeah, there's things I wish I could change, but I'd rather have this law than not.
So the stupidity of the American people allowed Obamacare to get passed.
Yep. And we were
it really did a bang-up job because, like I said, my great Cadillac plan that I had went by the wayside. Millions of other people, we wound up getting stuck in whatever we got stuck into. It took a little while for our insurance to catch up to it. And then I went back. I found out about some of these other plans. I got into a plan that covered all of the gaps. And end of story, I pay for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to the phone line because we got Mike in Clearwater. Good morning, sir.
Hi, Captain. Hi, Professor. You know, before I get started, as Nancy Pelosi once said, we have to pass this bill first before we can find out what's in it.
She said something. She said something else too.
What did she say?
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Well, here's my point. What a wonderful thing, Captain. For the latter part of, I would say, 30 or 40 years, healthcare has been an absolute criminal enterprise. The way they've ripped off, you know, Medicare, you know, and they're all in cahoots. The hospital companies, the insurance companies, the pharmaceutical companies made billions and billions and billions of dollars. And the days of walking into an emergency room, you know, if you just walk into an emergency room, that's like $2,000 or $3,000 just for walking in there. Those days are gone, and I'm so glad that the president did this. And you know what? You're right. The Democrats can't attack it because go ahead and try. You're going to commit even more suicide on top of what you've already done. But I just want to see the hospital companies and the drugs and the pharmaceuticals finally be brought down to where prices should be reasonable and not ripping off the American people. And, you know, taking us for billions and billions of dollars like they have unchecked. And when President Bush, you know, brought in that prescription drug part of Medicare, oh, well, he neglected one thing. They couldn't negotiate. They couldn't negotiate. They just had to pay whatever the drug companies told them to pay.
Yep.
So I just want to see what you and the professor think.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Hey. Well, you first, Kyle.
Well, you know, I think that's what the Democrats have always done is they always have to sell us on things. But President Trump is demonstrating that when you do things that the American people like or need, then it really sells itself. So I think the president's going to really be able to show a sharp contrast with what the Democrats want to impose on people. And I think Mike is right. I think the Democrats, they're not going to be able to really stand up to this. And if they do, they're simply going to antagonize the voters even more than they already have.
Well, let me tell you another little secret. I posted this just before we came on the air. There's a poll from the AP, a nationwide poll, and the American people have had it with this unrest and this rioting and this looting and this firebombing. Tonight in Louisville, they tried to firebomb a church, busted windows in the church, threw in some incendiary devices. Thank God the cops were like almost on top of the scene and got the fires put out and made the arrest of the people that threw the firebombs, at least a couple of them anyway. A couple of them got away. But just keep it up, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, Democrats, just keep it up. It's not working. The polls out there are showing more people in the United States do not support your movement for racial justice and your protests. The movement is failing.
Well, that's right. And you know, Captain, the American people are good-natured people. And
not if you try to burn down their house or their house of worship.
Well, exactly right. In other words, the American people are pro First Amendment, express your opinion, you know, tell us what's wrong, this kind of thing. But we have seen a sharp decline in these poll numbers because it's gone on and it's no longer about First Amendment expression.
The majority of the people do not support their movement anymore, period, end of story. The majority of the people, black, white, green, yellow, yellow, doesn't matter what the color, the majority of the people. Now, here's a good one. Democrats are now trying to redraft the stimulus virus relief pack in an effort to jumpstart the talks. Why do you suppose they're doing that?
Well, I think, Captain, because they are figuring out finally that nobody is blaming Trump the way they thought that they would.
Well, you got it half right. Let me set you straight here. People have been ringing the phone lines off the hook, email, letters, telegrams, everything going to these Democrats that have been sitting on their ass, pardon my French, doing absolutely nothing and sitting there going, well, we can't do anything because the Republicans are holding up. No, they realize it's not the Republicans, it's the damn Democrats and Nancy Pelosi, and they're sticking it to them, just like we kept telling them to do, right?
Right.
And guess what? They've got to do something, because if they don't, they've been told, you won't be reelected next time around. We will not vote for you.
Well, that's right. And of course, you know, the Democrats wanted to have a bloated bill, basically, as opposed to getting a bill that gave emergency aid.
They wanted to bail the cities out.
They wanted, that's right.
The cities with their failing practices, with the things that don't work, they wanted to just throw money at them so you can keep doing it.
Well, exactly. But if they had agreed on a narrow band bill, it would have been a much different story for them, because the American people understand that the aid is being withheld not by the Republicans or President Trump, but by Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer.
Yeah, and folks, we do have a big show for you tonight. I mean, I got a lot of subjects here to go over, things that you should be hearing about. On the news, every hour they give the news, you should be hearing about some of the stuff we're talking about, and you're not. And that's another reason why our show continues to grow in prominence across the country and even around the world. We got people listening in military bases and whatnot all around the world to find out what's going on at home, because they know they can't get it anywhere else.
Well, exactly right. That's exactly right. That's why we say it's the fastest growing overnight radio program in America and also around the world in many respects.
Yep, with Tomorrow's News Tonight. And we've got so many listeners over there in Germany on radio waves over there on the German station that carries us over there. It's unbelievable. Every night it's 20, 25, 30,000 people listening to us on the internet.
Wow, that is really incredible. And welcome to everybody. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Maria listens to us that way.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
Marie in Germany.
Yeah.
All right. Now, moving along and looking at a couple of other things we got here. We're gonna tease this, because when I come back, we're gonna get into this. Rand Paul, we talked about it yesterday, what he was probably going to do.
Right.
He's referring and has already sent a letter of referral to the Department of Justice to investigate criminally what they found out about Hunter Biden, and they found out even more damning things yesterday that we'll get into when we come back. This is unbelievable, folks. Unfreaking believable. Hunter Biden, and it goes right to Joe Biden, and Joe Biden lied.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
With a MECTEC carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MECTEC is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MECTEC is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump paid respects to the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg as Ginsburg lied in repose at the Supreme Court building. Trump has been respectful of Ginsburg, intentionally holding off his announcing the nomination until after memorial ceremonies have concluded. He also offered words of praise for Ginsburg upon her passing.
He said, "Today, our nation mourns the loss of a titan of the law. Renowned for her brilliant mind and her powerful dissents at the Supreme Court, Justice Ginsburg demonstrated one can disagree without being disagreeable toward one's colleagues." After lying in repose at the Supreme Court, Ginsburg's casket will be transported to the National Statuary Hall in the United States Capitol, where she will lie in state on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Geico, Geico Insurance, GEICO.com. Go over there, check them out online, get yourself a quote, see what they can do to save you money. They've been saving me money for going on 15 years. And not only can they save you money in the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, but they also can save you money in your homeowners and renters insurance. That's Geico, GEICO.com. Now, you heard Larry Elder there lead us into the program. And Larry Elder is going to be down in Sarasota on October the 23rd at the Hyatt Regency for the Salem Media Conservative Summit. Now, that's something that happens every 4 years. We've had it in Tampa and Sarasota, both places, but this year it'll be down in Sarasota. And it'll be the 23rd. We'll have a VIP meet and greet at 5:30. The actual summit and the get-together and main event will start at 7 p.m. The guests that will be there will be Charlie Kirk. We all know who he is. Also, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, Larry Elder, Phil Grandy, who does a local stock program, and I will be the special guest in the Master of Ceremonies for the evening. So, looking forward to seeing as many people as can be there, and we hope to be able to shake your hand and put an eyeball on you, and you can walk up to me when you see me and say, "Hey, I'm so-and-so and such, and I listen to you," whatever, because we got a lot of people, that's how we met them over the years. But, anyway, there you go. Now, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, so big trouble is in the offing, in a looming, for Hunter Biden. Senator Rand Paul said he was going to do this, and he did. They sent a letter yesterday referring the findings from the Senate committee, Ron Johnson's Senate committee, to the Department of Justice for criminal referral.
That's exactly right, Captain. And there is a lot of things brewing from this report, things that we're finding out about, having to do with Hunter Biden, for example. that are really quite shocking. And this has to do with, according to this report, Hunter Biden evidently sending literally thousands of dollars to individuals who were either involved with the Eastern European human trafficking system, also people in the adult entertainment industry, and potential association with hardcore prostitution. So
yeah.
This is really big. Now it gets even worse from there. Some of the money that may have been paid to some of these people in America then got sent back or funneled back into Russia. Presumably to handlers, or I guess the technical term is pimps, one might think. And
yep.
Again, all this is part of this report, and that's what they need to investigate.
Yep.
But it certainly is very, very shocking.
Well, here's part of what they found out. Hunter Biden liked to party. Hunter Biden liked to do drugs. Hunter Biden liked his women. And he liked the ladies of the night. And a lot of these parties, they did hire prostitutes, and they came to the parties all around the Russia and the Ukraine. And even in the United States, where money was changing hands to some of these women, some of these Russian and Ukrainian nationals that were in the United States, where they had, again, parties, and the money actually found its way, some of it, back to Russia or back to the Ukraine, where their handlers were located.
Well, that's exactly right. And on top of this, too, back in 2014 on Valentine's Day, Hunter Biden's company, Rosemont Seneca Thornton, they got a $3.5 million wire from a Russian billionaire.
The former mayor of Moscow.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And what we've heard that their relationship described as a financial relationship or some other kind of thing, but nobody really knows what that money was for. As far as we know at this point, it may come out in the investigation. But again, it just seems like every time we turn around, there's something weird with Hunter Biden with this thing.
All right, we're going to take a call right now. Good morning, Sean. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just wanted to say, when I was young, I could fight, and I just don't get, where are our younger people that are not out there just pounding the crap out of these people, just beating the hell out of them? Because these Antifa and all these people, they're nothing but a bunch of wimps, and I don't care if they're not wimps, I still would have been out there just pounding them down.
Okay. All right.
Destroying our country.
Yeah, I know that.
I don't get it.
Okay.
I don't get where's our younger.
We'll give an answer. Thank you very much. Well, Kyle, first of all, people are not brought up that way anymore to stand up and defend themselves. They just aren't. They're taught, a lot of them, to turn the other cheek, or if it doesn't involve me directly, then I'm not getting involved. Tell me I'm wrong.
Well, no, I don't think that you're wrong, and I also think, though, too, of course, that their expectation, many people's expectation, is that there's going to be law enforcement, and unfortunately, we've seen these mayors or city councils simply tell the police to stand down and let chaos reign.
Yeah.
And there are big consequences for that, I think.
Well, that's not happening in Louisville, although there was an occurrence tonight where they were downtown past the curfew, and the police told them they had to go or they were going to be arrested. And I guess the leaders of the these were protesters, these were not rioters, these were legitimate protesters this time. They said, look, we want to go back to our cars, we'll get in our cars, and we'll leave. So the police followed them, they walked back to their cars, they got in their cars, and they left, just like they said they were going to. Now, the other folks, the ones that were there to create harm and discontent, they were still downtown.
Yes, exactly right. And of course, here's the thing. I mean, it's never a good idea to get into a physical altercation with a rioter or a protester. It's never going to end.
Thing right now, if back in the day, nobody was going to sue you. You settled things out behind a barn or, you know, along the wall of the school or whatever the deal was. Now, if you lay a hand on somebody, you are going to get sued.
Well, sure, sued or completely canceled. I mean, the people do see what they...
And that's the difference, and that's why.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, now let's continue along here. Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri, and I really like him the more I hear about him. He says the Supreme Court confirmation is possible to be over and done with by Halloween.
Yeah, it certainly can be done by then. We've seen Supreme Court justices be confirmed literally in record time at warp speed. Yep. There's no reason why it couldn't be.
Well, the GOP senators, Kyle, are planning or are making a move right now. They've shared a plan to move the Supreme Court nominee straight from the committee to the floor vote, who will then approve of a yay or nay vote, all within a matter of 3 days.
Yes, exactly right. And so again, you know, the Democrats continue to threaten all kinds of things, not only against Donald Trump, but against, we the people in so many ways. If they don't get their way or if it's not done precisely how they want to be able to, interdict basically, the confirmation process. And so, yeah, hopefully the Republicans are simply not going to fall for
that. And the media has already turned Amy Coney Barrett, the leader in the clubhouse, apart for her religious beliefs with some sort of group that she was a part of, a Catholic group, and they're calling it some sort of cult. I heard somebody call it a cult yesterday. And, oh, by the way, did you see the message I sent you about MSNBC?
Yes, I did. Yes.
What did I say?
You said, let me see here. Yeah, that's right. MSNBC needs to be removed from the TV.
And right? Why is that?
Because of all the hate, lies, and vitriol they are spewing, instigating the radical left.
That's right. And that's exactly what they're doing. They don't tell the truth. They never have. They never will. They just get out there and they just throw stuff out there to instigate, to aggravate, and to try to stir something up. That By itself should cause the FCC to cancel their license to broadcast.
Right. Well, of course. Well, you know, it's really ramped up. There's no doubt about it. And a big part of that, Captain, is that it's okay now to attack someone for their seriously held religious beliefs. There was a time that was sort of off limits, and media people wouldn't really dream of that. Because, again, it was considered bad form and off-limits. But now, of course, if you're Amy Coney Barrett and you stand up for what you believe, and again, it's how she's applied the law as a judge.
Yeah.
This is the relevant factor. Because, again, there should be no, the Constitution says no religious test. And by the way, if somebody else might be of a different religion, I don't think the Democrats and the media would be at all concerned about them becoming a Supreme Court justice.
And I got some people chiming in wanting to know about the America First health care plan. I'm going to revisit that again in hour number two after the Truckers Highway and Bible report. It is very important. The president prepared and announced and put forth America First health care plan, which will absolutely drive the Democrats nuts because they can't compete with it. They cannot compete with it because it does everything Obamacare can't. It's that simple. We'll be right back. We're going to take a look at the highways and byways for the truckers, and then we'll get into something else. Don't go anywhere.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. And bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. That's our buddy Donna Fiducia, and she is letting you know that it is time for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and the Flying J Truck Stop nearest you, because I'm going to tell you what. You pull in there on the Third Watch, and you tell them you were listening to me talk about the Pilot and the Flying J, they're going to get you a nice free hot cup of coffee, or you might want to consider becoming part of the Drivers Club at Flying J or Pilot, because you accumulate points, you get discounts on things, you also get a chance to get those great travel mugs they got in there, which you can take cold and hot drinks and all sorts of stuff. And the Pilot and Flying J nearest you, check them out. You'll find out why I talk so highly about them, because I've been to a lot of them in my years gone by. Plus, I stop by when I'm out and about in Florida. I mean, sure, stop in and say howdy, howdy to the folks along I-4, I-75, and my travel. So there you go. And even I-95, because we got some over in the east side of Florida here, too. All right, well, let's get started.
You said you'd meet me, now it's gone.
Joe Jett of the Blackhearts from Days Gone By. And I'll tell you what, that's the music there goes along with the, let's see, Sunday Night Football. You hear, you recognize that beat, right, Kyle?
Absolutely. Joe Jett. Yeah.
Sunday Night Football. And that's Carrie Underwood uses that for what she puts out there. But anyway, we're going to get going here with taking a look at the highways and byways out there. Now, locally heavy rainfall and the risk of strong to severe thunderstorms will continue over parts of the southeast into Friday. Meanwhile, gusty winds and low humidity will result in critical fire weather conditions for portions of the Northern Rockies, the High Plains, and Great Basin, and a series of low-pressure systems will once again advance in the Pacific Northwest and be bring unsettled weather for the weekend, Washington State, Oregon in particular. But, Kyle, you take it away and tell us what's going on out from the Rockies West.
Well, you're absolutely right, Captain, about the Pacific Northwest. In Seattle, we're looking at the temperatures tomorrow, for Friday at least, but 62 degrees and rain on Friday and Saturday. And I think that continues down in Portland, Oregon, 60 degrees, also rain Friday and Saturday as well. We're looking at the satellite map, and we can see those clouds moving over those areas, also moving through Idaho. And as we go over to Idaho, if you're going along, let's see here, I-15 near I-84, you're going to encounter that lake wind advisory once again. So you have to be careful of gusty winds if you're traveling in that area. As we move over to Wyoming, we've got a huge air quality alert covering most of the state. Now this is smoke coming in from wildfires from other states, and also fire weather warning if you're traveling along I-80, through Wyoming, down through Laramie, also Cheyenne, more air quality alerts. And that's coming up from the area of Denver there, where they still have some, looks a little north of Denver, still smoke from the Middle Fork, Mullen, and Cameron Peak fires, and that fire weather warning continues throughout most of the western part of Colorado, the middle part of Colorado as well. And, of course, that bleeds over into Utah, coming down I-15 through Logan, Ogden, Salt Lake, Provo. As you make your way down through the state, all the way down towards St. George, you've got fire weather warning there as well. Southwest is still hot with triple-digit weather. Phoenix looking at 103. Also, Palm Springs looking at 104. We're going to have a little cool down in California, but we're going to start seeing those temperatures come up again here in the next couple of days or so. Air quality alerts from the fires in California still causing trouble in the Central Valley, also in the Merced and Yosemite National Park area. Fire weather warnings, of course, Sacramento, north thereof, as well. And that's what it looks like out west.
Well, Minnesota, east of the Twin Cities, over towards the Wisconsin line, you got a frost advisory there tonight. Up in the northern part of Michigan, same thing, frost advisory there. Moving on down into the central part of Tennessee, south of Nashville, you got some rain in the area down there, about a 50-mile stretch of it. You've also still got flood warnings and flooding conditions going on in southern Louisiana, especially southeast Louisiana, over on the Mississippi line. Up in southeast Mississippi, a little further north, some flood conditions there. You do have some rain, Jacksonville, Florida area tonight, on and off, some scattered showers. You've got some rip currents over along the east coast of Florida up to Brunswick, Georgia, and that's about what it's looking like. Now, in the background, I've had this going on. Let's just listen to this. This is Louisville. All right, it figures it just cut off there. But anyway, there was a dispatch going on. It was something about a disturbance, and they were dispatching a whole bunch of people. Because I've been listening in the background here to, here we go.
4136 Tangle Road at the Gordon, 1086.
All right, well, you're giving the address of where they're sending a bunch of units right now. So, Kyle, there is something going on in Louisville right now where they've got a disturbance, and they're mobilizing several police units to go to there. That's why I stuck that on there real quick when I heard that over my shoulder. Okay, now, I want to talk about Virginia. And they say Virginia's for lovers, right?
Right, right, yeah.
Well, a Virginia health official is officially trying to block a Trump rally by warning of a severe public health threat if a planned presidential campaign rally outdoors for President Donald Trump goes forward Friday evening.
That's right. I think what they're saying is the rally poses a concerning public health risk, basically.
Severe public health threat.
That's right, because evidently you've got the governor's executive order, which bans gatherings of more than 250 people, which might fit the Joe Biden rally, one might think, but certainly not for the Trump rally.
Well, he's going to wheel into another airport and do what he's been doing, and everything is fine in that respect. By the way, have you heard about any big washes going back to, say, even Labor Day of any of the rallies that the president's been having anywhere along the line?
No, you know, we really haven't. And I know that, people watch the numbers of their own county, their own city, this kind of thing. But as a matter of course, it doesn't seem like we're getting those kinds of major catastrophes that would be predicted. By the same token, we also don't see public health officials at the national level or even the local level say, look, you know, these riots have to stop because of the COVID-19 problem. But in case then you have rioters who just wear a mask, I guess. But honestly, people do see that there's a double standard going on.
By the way, Steve liked our music. He says, okay, we're rocking now.
Good. That's great.
All right. So we don't know what's going to happen in Virginia, but he's trying to stop it officially. I don't know how they can do that because it's going to be a protest is how they're doing this.
Well, exactly. But again, they also are looking at this because President Trump can get so many people.
All right. Well, let's give Steve a little rock out here as we go to the top of the hour. For our buddy Steve in Thailand, we're going to pot it down because we're going out with the outro music right now. But that's for you, Steve, in Thailand, and all our friends listening to us over there in Thailand. That's Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go nowhere, no how, because we got more coming back. Hour number two.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Over.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.